Well, John Joe, I read somewhere last week where you said that perhaps Donegal had maybe flattered to deceive. I'm not sure if that was your exact words, to find themselves in the situation that they could be promoted if they beat Armagh yesterday. And that was the case. But I suppose for everybody, no more than yourself, a huge disappointment. The result was a disappointment, but worst of all, perhaps the performance.
Charlie, the performance was very disappointing, surely. A big crowd there and kind of a nice day. There was a kind of a championship feel to the whole occasion, and you would have been expecting a far better performance, but we just threw in the towel far too early, and that's the biggest disappointment of it.
I mean, we were struggling early on, but we were staying in contention because Armagh weren't taking their chances. But I suppose that 10-minute period before half-time, John Joe, that set the seal on the game, because once we conceded the goal, heads seemed to drop.
Yeah, that has been a kind of nearly a characteristic of the team this last while, really, to be honest, Charlie. I mean, there was no reason for us to throw in the towel as quick, especially after giving away the goal. You know, like, okay, right, it's a bit of a setback, but you just have to roll up the sleeves and get stuck in again, you know, something that we didn't do.
And can you pinpoint, John Joe, as to why that didn't happen?
Charlie, I mean, like, if we had answered these questions, we'd be in a lot healthier state at the minute. I don't know, I think, you know, there just seems to be a lack of leadership in the team right across. I mean, I know there's three or four individuals that are doing their best and trying to lift the boys when things get when things go against us, but you really need to far more. You know, all the top teams in the country would have anything up to 9 or 10 leaders on the field, you know, but we're just we have a quieter type of lad in this county, seemingly, and we don't seem to be able to galvanise ourselves when the going gets tough.
We've lost three games in the National League, narrowly to Down, who are promoted, but the defeats against Kildare and Armagh would raise serious concerns.
Well, I mean, Kildare and Armagh would be similar type of teams insofar as they were big and physically very, very strong, and they ran with great power and pace, you know, and we found it very hard to cope with that type of team. I mean, it'll be very much the same kind of story on Sunday as we had down in Kildare earlier in the year. Once the thing went against us, it was just nearly a complete wipeout.
The aim at the start was to stay in Division 2, and that's been achieved, John Joe. I suppose the other aim was to try and find players through the McKenna Cup and the National League that would be an asset to the squad coming into the Championship. Has that been achieved?
Well, I suppose on a performance like yesterday, you know, everybody would tend to doubt very much, you know. But I mean, like, we'll be staying positive on the whole thing. We had a few good performances through the National League, you know, it mightn't have worked out for them as well yesterday. But I mean, like, to be honest about it, you wouldn't be talking about many players altogether over the course of the league.
Yeah, I mean, you get this thing in the county about players not good enough in the squad, there's other players. I think the general feeling is, John Joe, that all the best players are in and around the squad, that there's very few that could be in it that are not in it, and the fact that we're not able to compete with the Kildares and the Armagh when it comes to a game like that, people will be concerned about that.
Well, I suppose, Charlie, you're asking a fair question there. You know, it would be a point of concern, you know, at this stage, that we seem to, when we do take a beating, it tends to be a big beating, you know, and it's something that we've 7 weeks between now and the Championship to kind of work on, and we spoke about it in the dressing room at length afterwards, and I think myself and the boys and the entire panel are very, very determined to work on it between now and then.
Yeah, I mean, you have that 7 weeks, which in some way is a bit of a consolation, because at least it gives you time. Will it be a case now of looking at what you have and looking perhaps further afield to see, are there players that could come in that might improve, not the team, I suppose particularly the team, but more so the panel?
Well, I think at this point in time it's important that as a county we look slightly to the future, you know. I mean, if there is players to get the benefit of the doubt, they would have to be of a younger age profile, you'd imagine. Now, I know it's like Sir Barry Monnan hasn't ruled out of the equation yet, or neither's Eamon McGee. We just hope those fellows could show a bit of form over the next couple of weeks, you know, and come in and strengthen us. But any kind of panel members that we'll be carrying, you know, I think they would need to be kind of a younger age profile.
Yeah, you'll be obviously keeping a very close eye on the club championship now, John Joe, and in some ways it's a good thing because people will be getting regular football now.
Well, that was the case. I mean, they asked me, what did I think of the club championship going ahead before we played before we play down, and, you know, providing that it's structured in a good enough way, I think it's a fair idea, you know, because the one thing that we have to do this year is pick players on form, and I think the club championship will show that up.
Yeah, and finally, John, Joe, much talk about the under-21s who did brilliantly to win the Ulster Championship. They've got an All-Ireland semi-final this weekend. Are there any in that squad, because I know you've watched all their games, that might be in your mind?
Ah, there is. I mean, we have, you know, well, everybody knows of Michael and Leo, that they're involved already, you know, but I'll be thinking of, you know, at least two more lads in that panel that would be capable of playing county football in the future. But hopefully they can go a step further next Saturday.